Did you have any contact with the people who lived on the estates when you were running the hotel or before?
Yes, we. A lot of the employees, some of the commuters occasionally. It was, as I say, it was a commuting town. People would come in, park their car, or have their chauffeur. Many of them had their chauffeurs drop them off and pick them up on the estate area. That was a normal thing. They would have the chauffeur pick them up. Only the poorer people had their wives pick them up. But the estates had a lot of help, and of course they didn't pay the help very much. The help was, especially during Depression time, they paid them as little as possible, but it was, a lot of them lived on the estate. So when you worked on an estate, I think you figured that you had to get something for your, the boss didn't give it to you, you found some other way of getting it. They'd get their commission on the groceries, the butler would get that, the chauffeur would get commissions on his everything he bought for his vehicles and so forth. The gardeners and so on would get commissions on all the bulbs and everything else. So there was other ways they made up. But I say many of the estate people were very nice. And today there's only a few of the intact. The Tinker Estate is now the Syosset Park.
Yes. Yeah.
The Burden Estate is now the Woodcrest Golf Club. The Bruce Estate is now the Syosset Golf Course there. So there's only a few that are really left alone where you still have the same area, the same property.